Now, as regards the first mentioned good custom that I took as an example, and which 2 centuries ago was still an organic need of every being of the community of Russia, namely the chewing of kiva after the consumption of the first being food, this custom no longer exists at all among contemporary Russians. However, I saw with my own eyes how the custom of chewing kiva, of course without any understanding of its significance, began to be implanted among the beings dwelling on the continent called America, where the use of this kiva, or as they call it, chewing gum, is very widespread, and has even given rise to a great industry and branch of commerce. And it is interesting to note that the basic ingredient of this American chewing gum is exported from Russia, namely from the region called Caucasia. The beings dwelling in that region do not even know why these crazy Americans import this root, which is good for nothing and for nobody. Of course, the thought never enters the head of any of them that these Americans importing this good-for-nothing root are indeed, in the subjective sense, crazy. Yet, objectively, they are doing neither more nor less, as your favorites say, than robbing the beings of this Russia in broad daylight. Well, my boy, a mass of other good customs and moral habits adopted in the course of centuries by these Russian beings, and already well fixed in the process of their ordinary existence, also began gradually to disappear during the last 2 centuries, when these Russians came under the influence of the European beings, and in their place new customs and new moral habits were formed, which they still have at the present time, such as the practice of kissing a lady's hand, of being polite only to young ladies, of looking at a woman in the company of her husband only with the left eye, and so on and so forth. Here I must emphasize with an impulse of regret that at the present time the same thing is going on everywhere in the process of the ordinary existence of the beings of all communities there, on whatever continent it may be. I hope, my boy, that by now you can more or less answer the question that rose in your being, and picture to yourself why, although their species has existed for so long, there has not yet been formed among these unfortunate favorites of yours the automatic being customs and instinctive habits through which their existence might flow more or less tolerably, even in the absence of objective consciousness. I repeat, thanks to the aforementioned property, which only recently became fixed in their common presence, it has become natural for them at the present time, as it were, according to law, always to influence or to be under the influence of others. In both cases, the results of the action of this peculiar property are obtained without any consciousness on their part and even without their desire. From all that I've told you about the way these contemporary Russians always follow the example of others and imitate them in everything, you can clearly understand to what extent the functioning of the data for being confrontative mentation has already deteriorated in the presence of terrestrial three-brain beings. In general, to follow the example of others or to set an example for others is considered and recognized as fully reasonable and absolutely necessary everywhere in the universe, among all three-brain beings. And if the three-brain beings of this large community of Russia follow the example of the beings of France, this is a very sensible on their part. Why not follow a good example? But these unfortunates, on account of this particular property of their psyche, as well as of several other specific features of their strange character, which became definitely fixed in them thanks to the total disappearance from their common presence of at least sometimes actualizing being Pak-Tog duty, became what are called compulsive copycats, and also began to follow bad examples, and even to reject their own good customs, merely because they do not exist elsewhere. They do not even consider, for instance, that conditions of ordinary existence among these French beings were perhaps built up abnormally, and therefore they had not had time to recognize the necessity of sometimes washing themselves in hammams and of chewing kiva after the first being food, but to throw away their own good customs for the sole reason that they do not exist among the beings of France, whose example they follow, this is indeed turkiness. Although this peculiarity, which I have just called turkiness, has already become inherent in almost all the three-brained beings who breed on this planet of yours, its manifestation and results are especially noticeable among the three-brained beings who breed on the continent of Europe. This I observed and understood later when I left St. Petersburg to travel in various countries of this continent of Europe, where I happened to remain much longer than on my former visits, and therefore had time to observe and study in all possible conditions the finer details of the psyche, not only of beings taken separately, but also in groups. As a matter of fact, the form of external existence of all the communities on the continent of Europe is scarcely to be distinguished from that of the beings of the large community of Russia. The form of existence of the beings of the various groups on this continent differs only insofar as the accidentally longer duration of existence of any community has allowed time for the automatic acquisition of certain good customs and instinctive habits, which then become proper to the beings of that community alone. Here, by the way, it should be emphasized that the duration of existence of any community does indeed play an important role as regards the acquisition of good customs and instinctive habits. But unfortunately for all the three-brained beings of the whole universe, whatever their degree of reason, the existence of any more or less organized group among them is in general short-lived, thanks, as always, to that chief particularity of theirs, namely periodic reciprocal destruction. As soon as good being usages begin to be established in the ordinary existence of any of their groups, this terrible process suddenly breaks out. And then either the good customs and habits automatically acquired during centuries are totally destroyed, or the beings of the given group, thanks to the aforementioned property, fall under the influence of beings of another group, having nothing in common with those under whose influence they were before. Therefore, all these customs and moral habits acquired during centuries are very soon replaced by new ones, which in most cases are half-baked and are good only, as is said, for a day.